I think we'll stick to our manifesto. We've learned to come out with realistic manifestos. It's about reality. We want to invest in jobs and people in the economy, which is something that is part of the prevailing Better Ghana agenda. We're going to continue it. We've already laid the foundations. We've taken off, and we want to soar this time.
Well, some people are saying that the 4 years of the NDC in government has not really transpired. People are not really feeling the impact of the policies of the NDC for the past 4 years. So what is your stance on that?
I beg to differ on that. The thing is that we had a crumbling infrastructure which we had to work on, rehabilitate, and then improve upon. And the reality is that because of the newly acquired oil wealth that we anticipate, we've got to be ready with the correct infrastructure to be able to utilize our resources in a better way. Capacity building in terms of human beings, better roads, better schools, raise the quality of education and all that. And these things are slow to dawn on people. But we have really taken off in terms of the infrastructure that we've worked on over the last 4 years.
Now, Honorable Bafo, what sets President John Dramani Mahama apart from all these presidential candidates challenging him for the seat?
He's very hands-on. He has a deep knowledge. He's very, very experienced. He has a deep knowledge of the governance system of Ghana. He's worked on the economic management team. He's been a deputy minister. He's been a minister. He's been a member of parliament. He's worked in almost all the great structures of government and has the savvy to be able to come up with decisions based on the institutional knowledge that he has.
Economically, structurally, some NDC supporters are saying the NDC has done well. Some opposition parties are saying the NDC hasn't done enough when it comes to education. Some
yes.
are practicing and promising free senior high school education. What will yes. the NDC do with regards to education?
Well, our stance on this matter is very straightforward. We believe that it's in the Constitution that sometime in the future we'll attain free education. But not at this moment, because we don't have the structures in place. We don't have enough schools. We don't have the quality of the institutions. We don't have labs. We don't have computers and all that. And that's what we're working on. We're distributing laptops to our children. We're building more schools, more dormitories. We're training more teachers. In the next 4 years, we intend to build 10 new training colleges. We're now looking at the basic education or preschool, because we believe that if we have quality preschool, then it will be easier for our children when they get into the basic schools. So we're looking at that, the training of teachers to handle the schools that we're going to build. We intend to also build day secondary schools in the communities so that we can cater to communities that do not have schools, secondary schools, and that the people cannot afford maybe the boarding facilities, so that you don't have to walk too far to go to a secondary school. We intend to build 200 of these schools, 10 training colleges. As I said, we're distributing laptops. We've distributed over 400,000 at this moment in time. We're doing other things to upgrade our educational infrastructure.
Realistically, what are the chances of the NDC to win this presidential vote? Because some are suggesting that it could go to a runoff and an opposition party could win this vote.
I don't think it'll go to a runoff. I think that looking at the atmosphere on the ground, it is very, very much for us. There are certain indicators that seem as if they are in. If I were to mention them, so I won't go there. But in terms of the polls and the surveys that we've had from credible sources, we are very much in the lead. I don't think it will go to a second round.
What is the message of the NDC to the Ghanaian prospective voter?
Trust us. We're working for you, and we'll work for you. Trust us. We're working for you. That's all.